I've been out looking in wheat fields this past week for two very specific things. Hi, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the agronomist with K-State Research and Extension, and I cover Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. And I was looking for two very specific things. One is wheat streak mosaic, which we're finding in a lot of fields across the area. The second thing that I was looking for was wheat stripe rust, and I am not finding any wheat stripe rust. That's important to note, not finding any stripe rust yet. Stripe rust is a fungal disease that moves on wind currents, and so we always listen to the south to hear about stripe rust infections so that we can kind of predict what we're going to be finding up here in northwest Kansas. And it's a fungal disease that has to have the right conditions to take to become infected into the wheat plant, and those conditions include some moisture. And right now, south of us is really quiet for stripe rust, and part of that is because they have not had great growing conditions. They haven't had the moisture to really help stripe rust get developed and infect the wheat plant. And so as a result, not much moisture is resulting in not very much stripe rust to the south of us. Really, southwest Kansas has been very quiet. Southwest central Kansas has been, there is nothing to be found there. Panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas are very quiet also. And so we're kind of keeping our fingers crossed on the stripe rust infections moving or not moving towards our direction. The latest map for the state of Kansas to show the distribution of stripe rust came out last Friday. And the closest counties to us that have any stripe rust infections is Meade County. And Meade County is clear down on the Oklahoma border. If you go straight south of Hoxie, clear down to the Oklahoma border, that's where Meade County is. And so they have had stripe rust reported in the lower canopy of the plant, but that's really, or lower canopy of the wheat stand. That's really the only reports of stripe rust being anywhere south of us for us to be listening to. And so we're really being very vigilant and paying attention on stripe rust infections so that we can keep you, the growers, informed of what's being found. We are not at a stage where we would even be thinking about applying a fungicide yet, and that's because we apply fungicides when the flag leaf is out and unfurled because we're protecting that flag leaf. And we're still a little ways from that. If you look out at a wheat plant, you may see the very tip end of a flag leaf starting to show up in the whorl of that wheat plant, but we still have a little while before that flag leaf is actually out. So we're going to remain very vigilant and keeping track of what's going on in the field to keep you, the grower, informed on what we're finding. To keep up to date on what I'm finding out in the field, you can check out our website, and that's www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.